This is the Roots to Risk podcast, hosted by Eric Schneider alongside Isaac Bach. Roots to Risk brings you insights, the latest stories, and long-form discussions about the cannabis industry. You'll hear interviews with industry leaders and their perspective on current and future trends, how they've built success, and what challenges they have faced. Our goal is to facilitate candid conversations and provide informative content for the cannabis community at large. Let's go! What's going on, Isaac? How are we doing today? How are we feeling?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Check this out. I found this
little the OG polo.
Little OG. I will say, when I do see this, it makes me realize how much better our branding is.
Yeah, moving forward. That stuff was.
I mean, the bar wasn't set too high,
no,
so
it wasn't.
But anyways, digging into the next Roots to Risk that we have on deck, Jason. With the Flower Expo, which is the premier B2B cannabis trade show that connects buyers and sellers in the sector. Flower Expo is dedicated to being the catalyst for transformative deals and partnerships within the cannabis industry by creating an environment where industry players can network, collaborate, and experience high vibes of innovation. Isaac, we've been to so many events over the years, and I'm really interested to get their take on how they're differentiating themselves. And then also, you know, what are other some events that they've been to that they think are, you know, quality? Because I feel like there's more and more popping up each and every day. And sometimes it can be challenging to suss out, you know, the quality events versus some that, you know, may unfortunately not be the best use of your time.
Yeah, for sure. And it sounds like, and we'll probably get into this, this isn't one that we'd be overly welcomed at given where we sit in the supply chain. But no, definitely be good to get his sense on, you know, how they decide to go about it, why they got into the, you know, kind of focus they're in with their event, and see what they have on the horizon for 2024.
Absolutely. Well, let's bring him in. Hey, Jason, thanks for joining us today on the Roots to Risk podcast. Great to have you.
Thanks so much for having me. Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm excited.
Absolutely. So if you can just give us a little bit more background and information on, you know, the Flower Expo, you know, what you guys are doing in the space, how you got into the cannabis industry, and we can go from there.
100%. Yeah. Well, Flower Expo, we're a B2B cannabis show. We launched in Massachusetts last year. It was a great event that focused primarily on, you know, we have one goal. It's connecting brands and buyers. Our whole show is around facilitating commerce and really creating an immersive, you know, environment experience for buyers to come curate their product and, you know, place products onto their shelves in their dispensaries. So that's all we do. We sell booth space to, you know, brands, plant touching companies, and we, you know, host dispensary owners, GMs, their bud tenders to come in a, you know, it's, we hold our events at fairgrounds. So it promotes, you know, kind of like a wine tasting show or, you know, any of the big food and beverage shows. You want the buyers to come into, you know, sampling it and touching it and feeling it and, you know, seeing what they're buying. So we really just wanted to streamline that process. And we had our first show in Massachusetts. For this year, we're launching that Massachusetts event again on June 5th and 6th. And then in Michigan, a brand new show on August 7th and 8th.
That's
awesome.
Yeah. How did you pick Michigan as a second location that you guys wanted to move into?
Michigan is a strong market, a lot of mature operators, a lot of dispensaries, and a ton of brands. And, you know, obviously it's the second highest grossing state for cannabis sales in the country. But, you know, and that's primarily, I would say that's what we do. There's a lot of other shows that have different scopes, different, you know, niche, you know, and what they do, different goals. But our show is really designed to reach you know, a mature environment that has retailers standing, that has brands, you know, and it's obviously worked well. I think, you know, people who do our event get a lot of in sales, and it's a valuable experience for the buyers.
That's great. And with like all the, you know, obviously there's a lot of B2B shows, right, in the cannabis space, and they, you know, have a wide variety of functions, right? And I would say Isaac and I have either both been to all of them or,
oh yeah,
you know, And so, you know, what do you see as like your guys' differentiation from other events in the space? And then also, you know, how can people identify like a quality, you know, event and you know, where you've seen, I guess, the industry moving towards in terms of like live events, obviously post COVID, you know, things are starting to kick back up and are at, you know, full force. So, you know, what do you, I guess, just to consolidate that question, because there was a lot of rambling in between, what differentiates your organization? And then also, you know, what do you think are the, is the recipe to have a successful event in the cannabis space?
Sure. No, I get the picture. I would just say, you know, first of all, it's a very good thing. It's a healthy sign when there are a lot of trade shows and when there's a lot of different focuses of those shows, just like any other industry. You know, we're in basically, think of it as a commodity. You know, it's a crop. So I would just say there's going to be tons of shows with tons of different focuses, ranging from science to sourcing your ancillary goods to connecting what I do, you know, the actual product to their potential buyers. There's, you know, niches for, you know, specific people and groups, whatever. But I would just say that, you know, it's kind of go to a show for, you know, I guess the goal, have a goal for what you want to do there, whether it's get an ROI on sales or to have an experience or do this. I would say our show, it's focused on just, it's a sales opportunity for brands. So you come and you meet all those buyers. That's what they're doing, you know, day to day anyways. They're sending, you know, sales reps out. They're sending, you know, BAs to go, you know, do demos in dispensaries, all sorts of stuff to push your product, just like in any other industry. So what we do is streamline that process, make it way less costly to tap into our network and what we're doing, and, you know, have a great experience, get in front, make your dollar go the extra mile. I'd say our show specifically too, there's not many events that actually have cannabis brands at them, where you can sample and consume. It's really just us and I would say Interchange. I'd say my dad's show, Hall of Flowers. My dad founded that with, you know, a few other partners. And
oh, really? That's awesome. We had Rahm Amayo on the podcast as well.
I
know him very well.
I worked with Rahm for a long time, and we did a consumer event in LA a few years ago. But yeah, I mean, you know, there's only so many shows that tap into the brand. So I think if you want to if you're a brand and you want to have a value out of a trade show other than just sourcing your ancillary goods, you know, this is the event for you.
Yeah. I mean, I guess obviously it seems to run in the family, but how did you decide to launch the Flower Expo and, you know, finalize the niche of, you know, kind of being, you know, the brands to buyer connection?
Yeah. I mean, God, I would say, you know, just to start out, I went to USC and I studied real estate, you know, learned a lot of valuable lessons about real estate, about investing, about, you know, just general, you know, how to look at a business, how to look at an economy, how to, you know, just find value in things, I guess you could say. But I did an internship with Hall of Flowers. I worked for Rahm. We did, you know, Green Street Festival together. And then I actually sold cannabis too at Source Cannabis in LA. We were, you know, probably one of the top 10 flower companies in California. I managed a team of about 8 sales reps, but that was the main, you know, that was the main issue we were facing every day. That was always our goal and our objective was finding, you know, as a brand, finding new stores. I just found that, you know, what we did at Hall of Flowers, you know, providing events through, I learned a lot about just putting on an event and how to create that atmosphere. I think, you know, I just found that was the number one thing that needed to be accomplished in the industry for brands. And I'm a believer in pushing economy, free market system, and, you know, just creating opportunity, developing, you know, sales and growing the economy. That's the way that we're going to accomplish all of our issues in the cannabis industry.
So with 2023, you know, behind us, like, what are you most excited about in 2024? Obviously, you know, the Massachusetts show and now Michigan coming online, you know, where do you see,
you know, the cannabis industry overall in 2024 and, you know, what's on the horizon for the Flower Expo as well?
Yeah, I would say just as an, you know, an overall industry thing, there's a cloud of smoke wafting over us, which is rescheduling. I think that could be huge. I think, you know, the potential of rescheduling could be something where we see interstate commerce begin. We could see, you know, eases on tax restrictions that have burdened, you know, as you guys know, burdened companies for a long time. So I think that could really, and obviously, you know, not even to mention just like funding coming into the industry. That's a very standard thing. Once a company grows to a certain level, they need to acquire funding to get to the next step. That's, you know, something really, unless you were a huge company a few years ago, you weren't, you don't get access to that. So could change everything. But I would say, as it pertains to our events, I think we're putting on great shows. It's an amazing opportunity to work in those, you know, two of the top five markets in cannabis right now in the United States. So if you're a brand or retailer in those states, I think it's a no-brainer. Come to our shows. You're going to meet everybody. You're going to make sales. And, you know, it's just going to develop, you know, it's going to develop the procurement of products going into stores. Make sure everybody's got the best deal, the best products, the best thing catering to the, you know, environment that they're in, the location that they're at, the demographic they serve.
That's great, man. I guess what are the scope of the events? Like how many people typically, is there a cap, like just, you know, overall cost structure, you know, what does that look like?
It's a small show we do. There's no more than 2,000, 2,500 people. Only, you know, the only exhibitors to this, 80% of our brands are a plant touching company. So they bring their team. And then the only attendees to this thing are, you know, retail owners, GMs, bud tenders, and, you know, there's some media, but that's about it. Some, you know, very limited cannabis executives. Yeah, I mean, I would say it's an affordable price to get into. I think it's an effective price that you're going to come in and make a lot of value out of your booth. But, you know, I do think this whole show, it's a value opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, with on that kind of point, I guess, how have you guys set up? Like, how many days is the event? Like, what's that process been like? Because as Eric kind of mentioned, we've been to a lot of events and sometimes some go on too long and others aren't long enough. So how have you guys kind of set that timing out on your end?
Yeah, 100%. We first of all, we do a midweek show Wednesday and Thursday always. And, you know, that's to encourage, obviously, it's a business event. So we want, you know, I firmly believe it's worth taking 2 days out of the business week to come and, you know, do what you're already doing for one. But 2 days, we pack a lot of programming and a lot of time just to see all the booths. I think some of the feedback we got was that it was tough to see every booth in just those 2 days. But, you know, I think those having 2 days in the middle of the week, that's a great time span for it.
And similar to like a Hall of Flowers, are you partnering with like a dispensary or anybody to like actually sell product on site? Like I know like Hall of Flowers, you know, you get the little gift cards or, you know, samples and then you can go pay for it at the end of the day. Or is it just like samples being handed out? Like how does the interaction between buyers and sellers, like in terms of exchanging product?
100%. Yeah. It's a little different in the two states we operate in. We are, you know, licensed as cannabis event organizers. So in Michigan, we will have an on-site dispensary where, you know, just like that show, you can get coupons, you can, you know, go up and redeem it. It'll be a nice, we're going to call it Flower Expo Mart. So you'll be able to go up and redeem everything. Yeah.
Very cool.
Nice. Are there any other, obviously you're launching Michigan this year. Are there any other markets you're looking into launching in the long term, or were there any, you know, others that you have your eye on for this coming year?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I would love to keep the show regional. Like right now we're doing New England and the Midwest. I think it would be good to keep the show regional, but I would say, you know, the nature of this industry, everything's changing. And, you know, like I was just saying, like rescheduling, it just could change everything for interstate commerce. But You know, I think there's so many growing markets right now. You could look at Illinois or Ohio, or, you know, Pennsylvania will likely legalize, or Florida. But I think it's kind of just wait and see what happens right now.
As a, you know, obviously as an event, as an events company, what other events, you know, have you been to within the industry that you would say, like, you know, those guys are doing a great job in the production that they're putting on?
I mean, I would have to give the crown to Hall of Flowers right now. They do
yes.
a spectacular job. And I've, you know, I've been a fan of that show. I would say the CEO, Danny, was a mentor for a while, and really just admire everything they did. They had a lot of great people work on that show, from Aaron Levant, who, I, you know, right now he is working on Complex Con, and he founded a show called Agenda. But Danny did it was like a fashion show called Liberty. My dad comes from the computer trade show industry. So I think they just had a lot of experience, and coming into this industry was really good for a show like that. But yeah, I would say, I mean, Hall of Flowers, and obviously the behemoth that is MJ Biz, does an incredible job.
Awesome, man. Well, this has been really great. And, you know, is there, before we hop off here, you know, is there anything else that you wanted to share with our viewers, or anything that we didn't get to touch on?
I would just say, if you're in the markets in Massachusetts or Michigan, or you'd like to come check out the shows, you know, check us out at theflowerexpo.com for our Massachusetts and Michigan event, June 5th and 6th in Mass, and August 7th and 8th in Michigan.
Oh, hell yes. Well, you heard it first. Appreciate your time, man, and have a great rest of your day. Thanks for being on the Roots to Risk podcast.
Appreciate it, guys.
Nice. Another one in the books, a different perspective, right? I think we're getting a lot of that, which is great. And, you know, it's very interesting to hear his background. You know, obviously the lineage to Hall of Flowers now makes a lot of sense given their business model of buyers and sellers. And, you know, to your point on the intro, I think it's great to have these events where, you know, folks like us can attend, right? And it is just for the industry, for them to get deals done, not to be bothered by, you know, a million other ancillary providers that are getting their business. It's very curated and specific to creating deals, which is great, you know, honestly. And unfortunately, there's not enough events like this, right? I can't name any others besides this and Hall of Flowers. Everything else is kind of a mosh pit.
No, it's definitely good. And I liked what he said about, you know, understanding what the purpose and goal of your individual event is and trying to keep it to that. Kind of to your point, there's a ton of events where, you know, everyone is welcome, and, you know, it's not trying to be exclusionary or excluding individuals or companies, but providing a very specific role within the industry is always a good thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, until next time, man, appreciate you.
Another one down. Excited for the next one.